From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. It's supposed to be humid and muggy this weekend, and a good way to cool off is to head to the beach. Every week, York Regional Health tests the waters at our beaches and releases their findings online and to the media. This week, it does look like all 15 beaches in the region have the blue flag flying, which means it's safe to swim at. York Regional Health also updates beach status in real time, so be sure to check online at york.ca before you head out. York Regional Police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing teenager that has not been seen since Tuesday. Elliot is from Richmond Hill and was last seen at her family's home in the area of Elgin Mills and Leslie at about 2 a.m. Elliot is described as Asian, 5'7", 130 pounds, with brown eyes and long straight black hair, and was wearing glasses. The last time she was seen, Elliot was also said to be wearing a black hooded jacket, blue plaid PJ pants, and white platform sneakers while carrying a black and blue backpack. Anyone with information is being asked to leave a tip on the Crime Stoppers website. For anyone who grew up in the 80s, it's been a tough week. We had the news of Ozzy Osbourne's passing earlier in the week, and yesterday there was news that Hulk Hogan had passed away. Medical officials were called to the Hulkster's house in Clearwater, Florida, just before 10 a.m. Officials are saying that Hulk Hogan had a cardiac episode and rushed him to hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A lot of people credit Hogan for turning wrestling into the spectacle that it is today. During his career, there was no one that Hogan would back down from. Whether it was Andre the Giant, Sylvester Stallone, or Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Hogan would get in the ring with all of them. Hulk Hogan was 71 years old. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro.